Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, regular Joe with you here on this Thursday. Now, bottom of the hour, I've got a special announcement, so hang in there. It's a fun thing. It's a happy thing. We'll get to that in just a moment. Now, yesterday, a Bloomberg poll came out showing that Biden is trailing in 6 out of 7 of the Magnificent Seven states, which is pretty amazing. Right now, it shows Trump up in Wisconsin by 4. Trump up by 2 in Pennsylvania, by 10 in North Carolina, up by 8 in Nevada. He's down by 2 in Michigan. That's the one he's not doing as well in. In Georgia, he's up by 6. And in Arizona, he is up by 7. So, of course, that would be the opportune time for the Attorney General of Arizona to announce an indictment. But given how things are working out in New York, maybe not the best idea. I mean, this was the greeting, cut 25, this was the greeting that Trump got this morning at 6:30 in the morning, stops by a construction site in New York City and gets a hero's welcome.
We love Trump! 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 We love Trump!
So, to that end, I stand by my thing. He knows how to fight. Not only did he do that, not only has he now announced that they're going to do rallies in the Bronx and everything else that's going on. But you juxtapose that to the words of Speaker Mike Johnson. He was on with Jesse Waters yesterday. Jesse Waters, because he went to Columbia, called for Columbia's president to resign, I don't know, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to get back into the protests. I mean, they're ridiculous, but we'll get to that. Now, Mike Johnson was posed with the question from Jesse Waters. People say that you've betrayed Republicans and conservatives. The answer that Mike Johnson gives is why I'm fired up today. Cut number one.
It's nonsense. Listen, we're dealing with the smallest majority in U.S. history. I have a one-vote margin. Some people are upset that we didn't have border on the foreign aid bill. We fought all the way to the very end to do that. We've been fighting for the border every single day. We passed H.R. 2. It's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk for a year. The truth of the matter is, Jesse, it wouldn't matter if even if we did that, get that signed into law, the president's not going to enforce it.
Well, that last part is what's interesting. So first, again, we go with history. How did we get to the smallest majority in history? But at the end, he said, look, it does. And by the way, they fought to the end. Do you remember them trying to add any amendments to the Ukraine spending bill that would have added stringent enforcement at the border? I don't recall that. But the very last thing he said is really quite telling. He said it wouldn't matter. Even if we did get it signed into law, the president is not going to enforce it. So the Speaker of the House just admitted that we no longer live in a republic. We no longer live in representative government. We are under the dictatorship of Joe Biden, the incompetent boob that said pause. We'll play that when we get back. The man that shakes hands with ghosts, and the best we can get is a limp-wristed, it doesn't matter anyway.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.